This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. All you have to do is dial in, and the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We also have our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm is where you can get the instructions on how to connect to that server, and then once you're in there, you can connect with us directly, and we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
All right, so stuff to talk about tonight. We got a bunch of it, as always, on the way. Chris, you're going to be telling us that apparently Trump is threatening to veto funding for the military.
Yes, he is.
Good.
I sure hope he does.
That sounds good. But there's another part to that story.
And if the other part to that story also doesn't happen, that'll also be good. So I see a win-win situation here.
We'll get into this, whatever it's about. I was surprised when I heard this news, so we'll share that with you on the way. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, they say that you got to stay home, right? Like, there's been all these warnings around Thanksgiving and now
Christmas. Nobody got time for that.
Now, well, yeah, we all just got back from being out, so we don't pay much attention to what the government goons say. In fact, we had a nice dinner tonight at a local pho noodle restaurant called Fucking Great here in Keene, and it was a good time. We had a great time. In fact, two doctors came in to hang out with us tonight.
They did?
Gentlemen in their elderly years, they're older gents, and experienced. They've been in the medical business for a long time, and they had some very strong opinions share tonight.
I have to say, where do you find these people?
They found us.
Oh, okay.
They're guys from, I won't say their names, but guys from surrounding states that are sick and tired of dealing with Massachusetts and
Vermont.
They
look sick.
No, they looked in very good health, actually. but they're really frustrated with having to be in these tyrannical places. Mm. One of them said that he does think they are going to do a vaccine mandate at some point, at least down in Massachusetts.
Yeah, the come and try and force a needle in my arm. Somebody's going to get that shit.
I don't think you said anything there. You kind of caught it.
Almost.
Somebody's going to get it in their eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they had a lot of interesting things to say. They've obviously been, studying these issues very, very closely, talking about the things we've heard about the PCR tests, for instance. One of them got into great detail about, how inaccurate those things are, and very, very interesting conversation tonight.
Well, PCR tests, interestingly, are also what they use to identify criminal suspects.
Is that right?
Although I suspect they're more accurate for that purpose.
So my interpretation of what he was saying was effectively that the way they're doing it is
correct.
Is intentionally kind of malicious, basically.
Yeah, and in fact, he had an interesting theory that he said that after... So what he was saying is that I think it was the FDA had sent out instructions to the testing labs, mm-hmm. the sort of centralized testing facilities that have gotten the approval to run these tests.
Right, they're licensed.
And the instructions were that they have to do it at this certain overly sensitive, way too sensitive cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, the procedure that they do, they repeat many, many times.
Right.
Normally. But for these COVID tests,
it's like 20 or
they're
something.
Doing it way more. They're doing it
doing
like
it 40 he
orders
said,
of magnitude more.
And
they already said the government said that 35 was too many, and
that's
then
what
they
Fauci
they're
said.
Ordering. But despite right. that, they're ordering these labs to do it.
The word that
it's
he
very
used was,
interesting. All the things that Fauci said before the scamdemic came along and made him rich, and how he contradicts everything
that he said
before.
Yeah. The guy's a liar.
Now,
the word that he used, he quoted Fauci, the word that Fauci used to describe this PCR test at over 35 intervals or revolutions mm-hmm. or whatever. There was a certain number, the iterations, basically.
I'm not sure of all the technical terms,
but if it was 35 or more, he said the results were, quote, worthless. So not just that they were bad, but they were, like, really bad.
Yeah.
And they're doing them at 40. So what this doctor said he thinks they're going to do, because it's the FDA who's instructing these, you know, these facilities, he says that he thinks they're going to instruct them to do them at 20, which is the right. more appropriate
so,
level
so
for testing.
It's more sensitive.
So the idea would be at 20, it wouldn't be as sensitive.
Right. So it's overdoing it right standard. Now. There's too right. many people being
so they're getting too many
story.
So they're getting too many positives right now. And that's these, you know, that's purposeful. They
right.
want the numbers to be super, super high and super scary. And what he believes they're going to do is, once the vaccine is brought out, that the instructions will then go out to the labs that they are to reduce to 20.
Oh, and then the vaccine saved us from the
right.
fraudulent
mm-hmm.
tests.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
gotcha.
Very interesting. And again, these guys were, you know, these are actual doctors. They're in the business. They pay attention to this stuff. So very interesting stuff. Backing up a lot of what we've heard from just average folks who've called into the show here and been behind the microphones.
Now, I'm curious what you guys were saying about Trump, because kind of my biggest hope for this year is that the Democratic and Republican Party will wipe each other out. And,
optimistic.
yeah, super optimistic.
We're going to get into Trump, but first let's talk about a lesser politician and some serious hypocrisy. This is a short story. It's coming out of Austin, Texas, where in early November, Austin Mayor Steve Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. On the night, or rather one night into the trip, so while he was in Cabo, Mexico, vacation resort, right?
Hmm.
Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video saying, quote, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
He was hoping nobody would know he was out of town, I guess.
Right. "We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we're not careful," unquote. He said this as he was at a vacation resort in Cabo, Mexico.
And an Austin mayor who told me sincerity is the key. Once you learn to fake that, you're practically home free.
So somebody confronted him about it later. In hosting the wedding and traveling internationally, Adler said he broke neither his own order nor those by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. So, you know, he's telling everybody, stay home, don't take it easy, this is not the time to relax. But
well,
okay.
He was relaxing and taking right. it easy
yeah.
away from home.
And he says he didn't violate the order.
No, because it excludes him, right?
Probably.
And his friends and family and
it
anybody associated with
the
them.
Government
yeah.
agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're members of the club. You can't expect this kind of stuff to be applied to members of the club. That's not how the Just Us system works.
At the time, the city was recommending people not gather in groups of more than 10, and the day after Adler's departure, Austin's health authority warned that, quote, "It's important that we drive the COVID-19 numbers down in advance of Thanksgiving."
It's important that somebody starts driving stakes through the hearts of these politicians.
Well, I don't think violence is going to solve any problems here. But
well, I mean, it will stop them from killing us, which is what they're in the process of doing. They're doing violence against us every day.
Yep,
certainly violence.
True.
I don't know about killing, but certainly the violence.
A lot of people are dying because of this stuff. Every person who died in a nursing home because some governor forced that nursing home to take COVID patients was murdered for political gain.
Yeah, some of that is certainly. You're probably right, but I don't know.
And we are killed. People are killed by the government every day.
Yeah.
That is true. I just don't think that going and plunging a stake through the heart of a city council member, you know, in their bedroom at nighttime or wherever it is you would find them is going to win you any converts or actually, you know, look good in any way, shape, or form. And it may actually end up turning you to the dark side.
This is the thing, is even if that is something that was, I don't know, like, okay to do, like, it's just not one of those things.
Defending yourself become not okay, though?
It's not a good strategy. Well, right? So, like,
whether or not it's good strategy, I don't know. Apparently,
I think most people would see it as
apparently defense. Most yeah. Americans think we should fillet the people who are robbing us and
well, that
murdering
you
us
do.
And
I think you'd be better off just
enslaving us and imprisoning
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I think you'd be better off non-cooperating.
Non-cooperation is a
definitely more coming up
a better
here,
way to go.
855, 450, free if you want to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman, and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then, head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever. whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. To your phone calls and thoughts, we will go. Also on the way, Donald Trump threatening to veto military funding. Why?
Yay.
Why? Don't get too excited yet. We'll get into
that. That's a good plan.
Coming up here in just a moment.
I mean, I would be delighted to pay for them if they'd, you know, come and fight for our freedom at the governor's house every weekend.
Yeah, they're not doing that, though, are they?
They're not going to do that.
So we'll tell you more about what's going on with that. But first, we've been talking about a hypocritical politician. Yes, the mayor of Austin, Texas, caught in a bit of a sticky situation where he went to Cabo, New Mexico, which is, you know, big vacation.
New Mexico kind of. Or Mexico?
Sorry, did I say New Mexico? Mexico. Yeah. Cabo San Lucas.
He went old Mexico.
Mexico, where he was vacationing for an entire week at his family's timeshare with seven other people.
Did they all live with him?
I don't know. They were wedding attendees at his daughter's wedding, apparently. Or somebody's wedding. Anyway.
So his daughter had a big old wedding, too. That's nice.
Yeah. Yep. With 20 guests at a trendy hotel near downtown Austin. And he shot a video on Facebook while he was at this timeshare down in Mexico. So he did not reveal where he was shooting the video. It was just
of
like
course
a,
not.
Know, in the background, it's just like a screen on the, you know, the wall in a corner, right? Like, he's in like a nondescript room. And he gave no indication that he was outside of the city of Austin, as he discussed Austin's rising number of cases and told people to, quote, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the cases, which are mostly fake tests, matter, but, you know, he's not supposed to know that, or if he does know that, he's not supposed to lie to us about
it. I'm so curious if this is discovered because of leaked metadata.
Oh, yeah, that is a good question. I don't know how.
Was it a GPS coordinates attached to the photo that wasn't scrubbed before publishing?
That's an interesting question. That much is not being revealed in this story. He did later, when confronted about it, apologize. And of course, remember the California governor apologized for having dinner with he went to a dinner party at a really fancy restaurant where he was not wearing a mask at the dinner table. This was after he told
people. Oh, he was wearing a mask. It just wasn't physical.
It's on his face. His face itself is the mask.
Yes.
So,
they all wear masks. If we knew they were monsters, they wouldn't get elected.
You're not saying they're lizard people, are you?
No, I'm just saying they're monsters. It's a metaphorical thing.
Because some people actually believe they're aliens, and that's a whole other story.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, I would like to think that humans weren't capable of the things that politicians do, but we've got a long and rich history that illustrates pretty effectively that they certainly are.
Absolutely. Humans can definitely behave monstrously towards one another. So I'll just give you his lame-o apology here. So here's what he had to say for himself. I regret this travel. My fear is that this travel, even having happened during a safer period, could be used. Remember, he was just telling everyone to stay home, and it's super dangerous.
So he was lying. Good, good. He admits he was lying.
Could be used by some as justification for risky behavior. In hindsight, and even though it violated no order, it set a bad example for which I apologize.
I'm just afraid that, you know, my example of having sex with 12-year-olds on Pedophile Island will drive some 19-year-old to have sex with his 18-year-old girlfriend.
I don't know if he was involved in Pedophile Island, but
that's really far off the beaten trail.
I did not necessarily say that he had. That was parody.
I got you.
Yeah.
So he then went further.
Parody is never offered at parody.
He went through further effort to describe how careful they were with their vacation. So just your normal vacation.
I'm glad he's being very careful spending our money.
In an interview with the Austin Statesman, he said he and his family put hours of consideration into how to hold an intimate event and vacation as safely as possible. Adler said he consulted with internal interim health director, Dr. Lucky, Mark.
He's so much smarter than us, so he can figure out how to do it safely, even though we can't.
Well, no, he had a doctor help him. He consulted with a doctor.
Oh, none of us would think of that.
Mark Escott, prior to the wedding at the Hotel St. Cecilia, just east of South Congress Avenue, and established rules to ensure guest safety. The 20 attendees had to undergo a rapid COVID-19 test and maintain social distancing, he said. He added that masks were distributed, although he acknowledged that guests were, quote, probably not wearing them at all times. Quote, at that point, I'm with my family group and people who just tested. It's not perfect. Obviously, there are infections that could happen, but I think all of us should be minimizing risks the best we can.
Are lizards even susceptible to this?
I mean... Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, making every excuse he can for himself. And, you know, hey, if you want to go out and party, I say go out and party. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. It's just the hypocrisy.
Just don't be just a scumbag politician while you do it.
The blatant hypocrisy of somebody telling people to do one thing and then doing the complete opposite.
It does seem kind of humorous.
Well, lying about the threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem kind of humorous that he'd be talking about minimizing, you know, the risk, and then at the same time, you know, it would be one thing if it was like, okay, he was wearing the mask, but he took the mask off for a few seconds, and then it'd be like, okay, I could kind of see that, but, dude, he had a wedding party of 20 people, and then he went and he flew with 7 of those people to a vacation spot.
On a tiny, tiny plane.
Right, like...
Yeah, Gulfstream.
It's like, I mean, how...
You ever been on one of those?
Did they say what kind of plane it was?
Oh, I thought that was...
Wasn't it a private...
In the article,
sort of
I could
plane?
Be wrong.
You may be right, I don't know. No, it does say a private jet. It didn't say what kind, but yeah, a private jet. Yeah. So yeah, it's got to be small.
Well, I'm guessing a Gulfstream, because that's
yeah,
what
I mean,
most people...
I don't know, I mean, maybe he's got more money than we realize, but most of these people, you know, politicians with jets usually don't have, you know, the super big ones.
Well, I mean, you don't have to own the jet to fly a private jet.
That's true.
You hire them. So let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Sure. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You know, as you know, I'm against using taxpayer dollars to fix the COVID problem, or really any problem.
I'm not even sure there is a problem with COVID, but go ahead. What about it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a problem with the flu.
That latter idea is what I want to contest a little bit. I was listening to Ron Paul make a bunch of speeches, and I guess he had mentioned... Sounded like he was saying that the overall number of deaths in Sweden is not up this year over last mm-hmm. year.
That's so also true in the United States.
Well, I went poking around to see what I could find in terms of statistics, mm-hmm. and all the statistics I indicate are all the ones that I've seen are actually pretty. They don't seem to back up the idea that COVID is not causing a big problem. So, for instance, in Sweden, you had 83,000 deaths total as of November 27th for the year. And normally, in a normal year, they would have about 90,500 deaths.
Their death rate is down. That's not how epidemics usually
hang
work.
Hang on, Dave. We can bring it back here in just a moment. Also, we went over the numbers for the United States, and the United States numbers are currently, you know, the year's not over yet, but below previous years. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Pixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden taking a dark and pessimistic tone regarding the last monthly jobs report of 2020, calling it grim.
We remain in the midst of one of the worst economic and job crises in modern history. but it doesn't have to stay that way. If we act now, now, we can begin to regain momentum and start to build back a better future. There's no time to lose. Millions of people have lost their jobs or had their hours slashed. They've lost their health insurance or are in danger of losing their health insurance. One in every six renters is behind in rent.
The economy did create 245,000 new jobs last month. Wall Street ending the week on a high note. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all setting records under the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence making a trip down to Georgia visiting the CDC headquarters. The vice president saying a coronavirus vaccine is on the horizon.
To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country. And we would not be here but for the tireless efforts of everyone involved in our national response, and especially for all the men and women of the CDC.
Firefighters in Southern California are continuing to battle more wildfires in a brutal fire season this year that's seen five of the six largest wildfires in state history. The bonfire in Orange County started on Wednesday and has burned more than 7,200 acres. Crews also working to put out a fire in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com, great source for some basics about the world of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency. If you haven't taken the time yet to learn about it, what are you waiting for? Bitcoin just hit another all-time high, like a week ago, maybe several days, a few days ago, 4 days, something like it was very recently.
Oh, yeah.
An all-time high. And now it was on some exchanges. Some argue that it didn't quite make it on other exchanges. So if not, it didn't hit it.
Depends on what
right
you're
on line.
At,
yeah, it's
yeah.
Right on the line with the last one in 2017. But very exciting times to be in the world of cryptocurrency. And it's not too late for you. It's only been about, you know, just over a decade. I think this is going to be year number 12, I believe, in 2021 for Bitcoin, if I recall. It'll turn 12. So it's not too late. This is just the beginning of the reign of cryptocurrency, because I suspect that you're going to see crypto continue to become more popular and become more valuable over time. We can't make predictions, but that's just what I expect is likely to occur.
I'd tend to agree, but, you know, Bitcoin itself...
Yeah, it may not be Bitcoin.
I don't expect it to maintain its
something may
price,
be thrown.
Price disparity with the other cryptos.
If you look at how it's done over the years, I think we can say that it's grown. Whether
it
or not
constantly
it's,
grown.
Yeah, whether or not it's Bitcoin or some other crypto.
Right. I think that over the next decade we may see Bitcoin dethroned from the number one spot in the crypto world. But what will be number one to dethrone it? I don't know. That's anybody's guess. Mm-hmm. There's so many different contenders out there, but go to Bitcoin.com, learn about the original, Because you still got to learn about where it came from. You got to learn about how cryptocurrency got started with Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator, and all of that. You can click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. They got some introductory videos there. One of them is 2 or 3 minutes long, so you don't have to invest a whole lot of time to get some of the basics down about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency. Let's go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you were citing some numbers from Sweden regarding the total number of deaths in that country. Could you just kind of bring that back and recap?
Is the bikini team all right?
It looks as though,
yeah, at first glance, it looks as though they're doing better than last year in terms of the total number of deaths. Mm-hmm. The total number of deaths, the thing that no one ever counts anymore, it seems like, because they're all focused on COVID. But I've been trying to watch total deaths. And so Sweden, as of November 27th, they had 83,000 total deaths. And that looks like it's better than last year and the year before. However, the thing is, I don't believe they've calculated the deaths from like mid-November and maybe even some in early. The death numbers are still coming in for November. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, usually statistics trail the current time.
So basically you think there's a possibility that they'll have almost as many deaths this year as they had last year?
Did we lose you? Dave?
I think we lost Dave.
Dave's not here.
He was not here. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. I don't know what happened, but yeah, so somebody reported earlier, and I haven't seen the numbers myself, so I can't say it's true, but somebody reported that in the United States, the total number of deaths has not yet eclipsed previous last 4 years. But again, the year's not over yet, right?
Yeah,
so,
it's too early to call it. Even if it comes out an equal number of deaths,
it's not impressive.
This year as any other year. Is that why we're terrified? Because this year is going to be as bad as last.
I think the thing to look at is we already have a certain number of deaths every year, and let's just assume for a moment that every COVID death is in fact COVID, right? And it's not some other something else, right?
Yeah.
It's still not going to be as a percentage of the number of people who died. It's not going to be that significant relative to other other things that people are dying from. It's still the third leading thing for this year, basically. So
yeah, usually there's something like 2.8 million, 3 million deaths in a year.
That's the number I heard, yeah.
As I recall, in America. So say we lose, 200,000 people, okay? So you've got a population where you expect 30 people to die, and this year 32 died.
Mm-hmm. And so everybody has to shut down their business. Everybody has to take pay cuts. I was just hearing today that some of the executives in the radio industry have been taking 10 to 20% pay cuts if they want to keep their jobs. Radio stations have been, a lot of them, having a tough time, getting money from their advertisers. So, in every business out there, people are hurting.
It's hard when the tyrants of government are redirecting all the money to their richest cronies.
Yep. And so the big, mega corporations like Walmart and Amazon, they're doing all right. And that's because a lot of mom and pop businesses have been shut down by the government. Gang, and so people can't physically go to those businesses. They can't order there's not enough people ordering online or whatever. They don't have the systems for online ordering, right? A lot of local shops, they might have a website, but it's just got a phone number and an address and, a map on it.
And that's assuming that people are even allowed to come into work in order to...
That's what I'm saying. They're not. In a lot of these businesses, they're being told, you're non-essential. You can't open.
Yeah.
There's another story in the news today about how San Francisco has shut down again.
And, the humorous thing about that is those same shops, the same goods can be found at some of the bigger retailers, and then they close the number, they shorten the day, so you're forced to go in, and more people are forced to go into those places.
Hello?
So,
hello?
Dave? Is Dave back?
Dave!
Sorry.
We thought you were dead!
You'll never guess what happened to me. While I was in the middle of talking to you guys, I heard this voice saying, 911, what is your emergency?
What?
Yeah, it just put me through to 911 somehow in the middle of the call to you.
Whoa, that is wild.
How did you get back on the line, though?
He called back.
Oh, okay, this is a new call. I thought he just kind of crawled back up out of the computer or something.
I presume he called back. Did you call back?
No, it never took me off of the call. Never took me off of the call with you. I was able to hear it after the 911 guy got rid of.
I was looking at you guys, so I didn't really see what was going on my call screening software. Well, welcome back, Dave. So we were just talking about the numbers. So I think the question that nobody had asked you right before you dropped off the line to the 911 operator was that you were assessing the numbers in Sweden and believing that maybe by the end of the year they will sort of be at around the area where they normally would be.
No, I'm projecting they will be about 10%, maybe about 8% higher than what they normally are in terms of the number of deaths.
That sounds about right to me.
That doesn't make sense to me because you're saying they're 10% lower this year so far. They've counted through November, okay? So they've got... They've counted part of the way through November, mm-hmm. So they've got about 10% of the year left, so that sounds to me like it's going to be a wash, the way I run the numbers.
That's not what I calculated. I'm calculating 97,000, but I'm not an expert at this sort of thing.
You got a little muffled there, Dave. I'm not sure if there's
something.
What's
the number you calculated, though?
I'm calculating they'll have 97,000 total deaths, bringing them to it'll be 8% more than a usual year.
And that would make sense. I mean, because it's about 8% of, that's what it makes up about, in terms of at least, okay, so I'm comparing the United States, not Sweden, but like within the United States, it's about 8% of, the deaths of a normal year.
According to, the Reuters report coming out of Stockholm, this was published today. This story says that the Swedish deaths have climbed above 7,000 total for, this is specific to, corona-related deaths at 7,000. So does that give you some sort of, maybe that'll give you some kind of an insight as to what the rest of the year will look like. But either way,
yeah.
I mean, even talking about 8% is not worth talking about.
It's not a lot.
It's certainly not worth shutting down all of the economy.
It's significant. It's significant.
Compare it to some of the other states. According to Reuters, they even admit this. The very last line of Reuters here, Sweden's death rate per capita is higher, they say several times higher than that of its Nordic neighbors, but lower than several European countries that opted for lockdowns. So, basically, it's a crapshoot.
There's something else, though, I have to say. I can't remember the exact number, but I think Sweden ranks as like the 30th worst. They're in the top 30 in terms of the how bad the corona is.
Yeah, but how's their economy doing? Because they didn't shut it down like the rest of Europe.
And how's the suicide? It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm to learn more about how to get in touch with us and other Free Talk Live listeners via that server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm. In the studio with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're going to continue with, of course, your calls and thoughts going back to the phones in just a moment. But I do want to say thanks to Paul Gibbons, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Paul contributes $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept, one that allows you to support what we do here on Free Talk Live. So if you like this program and you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, then please do what Paul did and join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. He did it for $10 a month, but we only asked for $5. So thanks, Paul, for the extra. Appreciate that. But we definitely appreciate anybody that signs up over at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the chat server, there's a supporters-only chat room that you will have access to if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier. So get all the details at ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Steve, on the line in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Chris, nobody. How are you? It's Steve. You're a political refugee from Connecticut. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Yay!
Welcome, Steve. What's on your mind?
I guess a snowstorm coming in tomorrow, so it's going to be kind of quiet at the protest, huh?
There is going to be another. Apparently, the governor's house here in New Hampshire has had, I think this is going to be the fourth protest out in front of his house in 3 weeks, because there was one weekend where there were actually two, one on a Saturday and one on a Sunday, and so this is going to be the next one scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Apparently, that's right as a some sort of a winter storm is going to be coming.
Nor'easter?
Is it a nor'easter?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
What's the difference between a nor'easter and a winter storm?
Nor'easters happen in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So, anyway, some people I think are still going to go, but it probably will not be the large group that we tend to see out in front of his house. It'll probably be a very select group, if anything, tomorrow morning at all.
Yeah.
Some are talking about doing it on Sunday instead this weekend. So somebody is going to be in front
of... Maybe we could Zoom it.
I don't think that's
does that work?
I don't think you can count that as a protest.
A Zoom protest?
I think you actually have to show up in real life for it to count. And And there's also might be one at the Attorney General's house tomorrow as well, from what I understand. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Stay on the easement.
Yeah.
That's the easy way.
So your last caller, Dave, I think, was talking about, statistics of, deaths. Mm-hmm. Have risen by 8%, but also
in Sweden, he said he believes it will be 8%, but we have not gotten the final numbers.
That's a guess, and it seems unlikely to me. Given
the number sounds close though,
the numbers that he quoted, that doesn't add up for my my mathematical intuition says that he's miscalculated. But
I don't know how off that number is going to be, but I think that was something close to what the United States probably will be too. So based on some rough calculations.
But taking into account, what is the population jump per year in the United States? I mean, does the population go 1%, 2%?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Depending on how what years you're using in terms of data, if you're going back to 2017 versus 2020, it does increase. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're not going to have much population increase this year because the tyrants have had us locked down. Nobody's getting any.
Yeah. Okay.
And also of those numbers, again, we're not being told the truth. How many people have died of COVID?
We don't know.
How many people have died with COVID?
Well, I mean, this is why
we'll never know.
And you're probably right. We probably won't really ever have accurate data. But it is kind of interesting too, because even like when you're talking about these overall deaths, right? You'd expect the deaths to go up. With COVID,
based on the propaganda, you would.
Right.
But the reality,
and this is an interesting thing. Like, you could have also other things that are impacting it. Like, the number of vehicle deaths could go down. So you could end up, especially if you don't have a lot of COVID deaths, you could end up maybe having, something that roughly looks like what it's supposed to, still have had more COVID deaths, but had less deaths elsewhere as a result.
I still want to see the suicide statistics.
Well, then you have to get, right, and that's another point. You have to add in those, too, now. So,
say again, Steve?
Yeah, I would say you could have more suicides and more drug overdoses based on, being locked in your house.
Right.
So those
we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg on those.
Yeah, I mean, those should be recorded as COVID-related deaths, even though
they should be recorded as government-related deaths.
Yeah, I don't know about COVID-related, but certainly government-related, I'd agree.
Yeah. And that's not even the tip of the iceberg. Just wait until millions and millions of people become homeless this year. That's going to be a lot of deaths.
Thank you, Steve, for the call tonight, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, we haven't even gotten through the holiday season yet. I mean, it has just started.
Just begun.
Right. The holiday season has just started. Now, look, I don't really have any real love for these traditions. I really don't, I grew up as a Christian, but I'm not anymore, so Christmas doesn't mean, it doesn't mean anything to me. Thanksgiving is a nice, holiday.
I remember Christmas is a happy time that's spent with my family. Yeah. So, I mean, it was certainly enjoyable, but I don't buy it.
Right. Like, to me, I can take it or leave it. It's fine. I don't mind getting together with folks. It's fine. But I get together with people all year anyway. We have social events multiple times every single week here in New Hampshire as part of the sort of the Liberty migration. So to me, this holiday season isn't particularly different than anywhere else. But for a lot of people, it is, right? For a lot of people, it's that meaningful time with their family where they get to travel and they go see, grandma or their parents or whoever it is that's important to them. And it's like the one time a year where they go and do that, or it's very rare that sort of thing happens for them. And it's a time to get away from the workplace for a lot of people, and they really look forward to it. It brings a lot of people up.
Isn't that the happy picture that they're painting for us? And if you actually look at the statistics, like, more people die as a result.
Well, what I'm saying is that obviously there's the optimistic sort of holidays, but I think most people are generally cheerier during the holidays. I mean, that is, I I think that's a truth, that people tend to be happier during this particular time of year, and there's certain reasons for that. That is not going to be the case in 2020, because they are being told to stay home. Mm. They're being told to not go to Thanksgiving, to not go to Christmas. They're being told that if you do go to Christmas, you have to have this crazy COVID Christmas or COVID Thanksgiving, where somebody showed me, I think it was Andy who was in the studio last night, he was showing us a photograph from somebody's Thanksgiving where almost everybody, I think everybody in the photo was mm-hmm. like wearing full body suits.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. And it's I'm like, dude, is that serious? And yeah, there's people are serious.
It's a jolly hazmat Christmas.
Right. I mean, you've got Santa Claus is being, they're putting plexiglass around Santa Claus now at like the malls and the stores where normally like the kids would go up and take pictures with Santa and tell them what they want for Christmas or whatever. That's over.
They put Santa in the cage.
Good riddance.
Yeah. Well, look. Yeah.
Well, Santa's kind of a practice religion. I think the whole point of Santa Claus is to get you used to the idea of believing impossible things.
You know, I may be a bit of an optimist here, but I'm seeing a lot of good from this. It's like, you know, don't have to see family. Yes, finally, I have an excuse.
You're different.
I mean, there's just like so many good things. There's more people moving to New Hampshire. I mean, that's great.
Yeah,
you're part of the
freedom
migration.
Friendly. There's plenty of New Yorkers coming here.
Don't be too much of a downer, though.
I'm not trying to be a downer. Look, but you're a little bit different, right? Like, if you don't see your family, it's not the end of the world for you. And I'm the same way. I haven't seen my parents in like most of a decade. You know, that doesn't mean I don't love them. It just means that they're doing their thing and I'm doing my thing. And that's okay.
Yeah, I do see family actually too much probably.
Yeah, but for some people that means a lot to them. They can't now, or they feel like they can't, right? Like they've been told over and over again that they can't do this, or else it's a danger, or they're going to kill their grandmother. And so there's now a lot of fear surrounding what is normally this really happy, ebullient time of year where people are going out and doing things that are different than normal. And now they're being told to stay home, which will not be different
than normal. It's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, though.
Yeah, that was a lie. That was always a lie.
So now it is not. You know, anything but just normal. It's just normal that the same as the last year, crazy new normal, that's all that you get during Thanksgiving. So my point is here is you're going to probably see even more suicides. You're probably going to see even more, if you thought it was bad earlier this year, wait till people have to go through the holidays being alone. That's not going to be good for a lot of people's mental well-being.
Yep.
I'm just
especially
calling it
they've
now.
They've already spent most of the year alone. They haven't had any play. They're not getting any sugar.
Yeah. Literally, people have been in their homes. I've talked to people who have family members who've told me within the last 2 weeks that these family members literally have not left their house.
If these people are that gullible, maybe they shouldn't leave their house. Like, it might not be safe for
other
them.
Essentials.
What was the question?
Food and other essentials.
Because they call it in. They have people deliver it or whatever. They're not leaving their house.
Interesting.
It's crazy. There's more coming up here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.